Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. We've been talking about the big story all day. Couple sidebars on college football, as it was a very entertaining college football Saturday. Really good stuff. Both Georgia and Georgia Tech with impressive wins. Number 5 now for Georgia, number 7 now for Tech. Just two really impressive seasons coming together. Two teams that are destined to meet in this city later on this season. Some other stuff just to mention real quick, and then we'll get out to the We'll get out to the...
Well, it's just funny because, like, destined to meet would imply, like... I mean, it's scheduled, so, like, yeah.
It actually is destined.
I don't think people it's
say,
destiny.
People
I think
say
it's...
predestined, which isn't a thing.
I just found it
your
funny.
Own destiny.
Well, I know Bo doesn't like that one.
Well, you can't.
I know.
It is their destiny to play in this city later on this year.
Yeah, I just...
Technically, I was correct.
It's just funny because normally when you say that...
It was a weird way to say it. I didn't even know I was going to say it like that until I said it. I just talked.
I didn't
sometimes.
Know I was going to laugh at it when you said it until I'm like,
sometimes,
I don't know, man. It's just,
you know, they're not all smooth.
Lawmakers sat down in 1920 and demanded these two teams would play every year, and so now it's destiny.
Sometimes they come out great. Sometimes they come out like that.
I just laughed. I shouldn't have laughed.
That's all right. I just wanted to know what you were laughing at, and now I know. Atlanta United move on from their manager, their season over
it's
on
done.
Saturday. Tata Martino make his triumphant return. Is he destined to return to Atlanta United?
That would be destiny. It's not out of the question.
Okay.
I honestly, and we'll talk with Mike Connie tomorrow more about this. He would know more than me. I have no clue what they're thinking. I don't even know as much as, are you hiring a manager? And this is the biggest question I would have if I were the front office. Are we hiring a manager to deal with the current roster and make it work with the players now? Or are we hiring a manager with his own ideas, his own system, his own tactics, and then we'll readjust the roster? I don't know where they're going.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that with Conti tomorrow. But the phone lines are full talking about what happened last night with the Atlanta Falcons. They lose on the road 20-10 to the San Francisco 49ers, 3-3 on the season now. We will start with Xavier in Riverdale. What's up, Xavier?
Fellas, what's going on?
How are you?
Let me just start by asking a quick question. Are any of y'all happen to be fans of DMX? Y'all might be movie buffs. Y'all remember DMX, right?
Love DMX.
Yeah.
Here we go again. Same old ish, dog.
Yeah.
Just a different day. Mm-hmm. I've never liked the Raheem hire. I don't like retreads. And I don't like the fact that we keep having the same issues time and time again. Instead of hiring somebody that was proven, because he's never proven as a head guy that he is going to bring success to a franchise. And on top of that, not even outside of the franchise of the organization, with this franchise, if he had done a good enough job in that sample size that he had, he would have got the job. We still hire somebody else. Why get 2-3 more girlfriends, and then when those relationships don't work, go back to the third ex-girlfriend before all of them?
All right, Xavier.
It doesn't make sense.
All right, Xavier. Appreciate the call. I would say that in order to have a proven track record, you have to also be a retread, right? In order to have done something successful in the NFL and not have a job, someone hiring you would, but that's not really the point. That's not what he was getting at. So I get this is going to be about Raheem. Is that what the focus of the phone calls are going to be? Do you think
that one was
certainly that one?
And
was.
By the way, you go back,
and that's fine if that's what people want to make this. That's
after
fine.
Failed relationships, you go back to the first one because you tell yourself they've changed.
Uh huh.
I'm not sure it's changed.
It might be the same. Again,
it might be the same.
I'm not sure. I mean, it's. I'm not going to relitigate the hiring process and who they should have taken and who they didn't and all that stuff. He's their coach. They won one of the best games that they've played in years on Monday night against the Bills. 6 days later, they lost a really frustrating game on the road to the 49ers. Those are kind of two extremes, but I didn't hear a lot of those phone calls last week when they played the way that they played against Buffalo. Again, I'm not saying that your opinion on him is invalid or anything like that. Yesterday, there were certainly some moments in that game where it's like, well, that was disorganized. That was a coaching blunder in that moment. That's
you know
not
what?
Great.
I just realized in this moment, because I didn't think about it a week ago, Raheem got zero credit for the win against the Bills. It was all love for Ulbrich.
Yeah, Ulbrich got a lot of credit, and obviously Bijan got a lot of credit.
Well, yeah. I meant from the coaching staff.
Yeah, from the
it
coaching
was all
staff,
Ulbrich love.
Yes, Ulbrich got a lot of love. Yes,
and
there's no doubt about that.
That's not great for Raheem.
Probably reflective, that, though, of where people are at.
Yeah. But it'd be nice if I were the head coach. I'd want to be like, hey, man, how
Zach
about
Robinson
like a little credit for me?
Almost no credit for any of it this year, right? Like, occasionally. If
he got no credit for the offensive performance in Buffalo either.
Right.
It was just like, Bijan and Drake, man.
Right.
Nothing to do with Zach.
Which, by the way, are always the two most criticized coaches in sports. The head coach and the offensive play caller, because it's a lot easier for us to look at what the offensive coordinator is doing and tangibly notice whether
I know
or
that Braves hitting coach has been yelled at quite a bit.
Oh, trust me, there's the pitching coach and the coaches are always going to get criticized.
Why don't you tell them to stop sitting fastball?
We spend a lot more time criticizing offensive play calling than anything else in
yeah.
sports. And I'm not saying it's wrong. Like yesterday, there was some moments where it's like, all right, this one again, okay.
Well, you know who else we haven't talked about this? We get the calls. What's going on with special teams, man?
Inconsistency.
We might need to look at that too.
Inconsistency.
And I'm not trying, you know.
But that's the word across. Word across the board. It's inconsistent. It's this week looks like this. This week looks like this. This week you're up here. This week you're down here. Which, by the way, is what often happens with very young football teams, which is what this team is. Not excusing any of it, but we've been talking about it since before the season started. Being consistent in the NFL is how you're good in the NFL. It's really hard to be, especially when you're a really young team. You have a young quarterback. John's in Alpharetta. Hey, John.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, John?
I can't even sit up here and try to put the blame on Raheem Morris. I cannot. At the end of the day, when you hold in an opponent to 20 points at their house and you only score 10, that's where it is. Mm-hmm. Nobody would be talking about all of this stuff if we go out there and do something on offense. I'm not saying that we have to go out there and score 35 points or however many points, but you hold your opponent to 20 points on the road, you're supposed to win that game.
Yeah.
No matter what happens, offense, special teams, don't matter. You need to win that game. Go back to the drawing board. Penix, get him and put him in a position to make plays. Penix also has to go out there and make plays. Now, there's a couple of times where he could have ran the ball, get extra yards instead of taking those hits, man. I understand you're injured. You know, you have a history with injuries, but you're playing. He looks scared out there, man. I'm not saying he is. But he looks scared, and I don't think that makes for a confident football team.
Yeah, John, appreciate it. I mean, we talked about it a little earlier. I think there's definitely some effect of the pass rush last night for sure. Like, 49ers were getting after his ass over and over and over again, especially from that right side, and it started to show up with
but
some of the
there is some hesitation that once he's escaped to, like, get going, man.
He doesn't
like,
want to run. There's
no, he,
there's
he
no
is looking downfield. Without fail.
One thing that I can tell you about watching Michael Penix play for the last 4 years is he does not want to run the football.
But he's a good enough athlete that you probably need him to.
He can, and yeah, it would be good if he
would
every once in a while, but no, he's not trying to do that, which not great.
You need him taking on linebackers like Mahomes, but
Yeah.
No, you know, get upfield a little bit.
I like that thought process, though, from John of, like, just kind of step back a little bit. Defense only gave up 20. Obviously, I don't know. No one's complaining about them. It's frustrating that one guy that you needed to stop, you couldn't. But also, the one guy you needed to stop that you couldn't might go to the Hall of Fame. It's like, you're not just talking about some guy.
But he's not having a Hall of Fame year this year.
This is
the worst career year rushing the ball.
Rushing the ball. Yesterday was the best rushing day he's had in a couple.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's not great. No, it's not great.
And when you're down to a backup quarterback and you still don't have your number one and number two receivers, and Pearsall was out.
Sure.
Yes, you get Kittle back, but he obviously wasn't an impact in the pass game, mm-hmm. Statistically. And I get that you held a team to 20, and you would like to say the offense can find a way to win that game. I'm okay with 20. The fact that it was one guy and the only guy, that was problematic to me.
Right.
It was.
But the one guy is not just some guy. The one guy is Christian McCaffrey.
Right.
Right?
That doesn't change my
Kyle Shanahan's the one calling the plays also. Like, it's not just some guy. You know what I mean? Like, the reality of it is this. The Falcons aren't great. Right?
This is where we're always going to fall back to.
Yeah, they're not.
I think this is the bad thing.
Great. I know that we spent a week talking. We didn't, but people spent a week retweeting and talking about being number one in this and number two in that. Okay, sure. But you've watched them, right? Like, obviously the game against the Bills was the high water mark, and that was the most recent thing. They're a young team that has talent, but certainly has limitations. And against well-coached football teams with really good players like the 49ers, they're going to be able to find a way to expose that sometimes.
Let me put it in this way.
I'm not surprised that the 49ers were able to do that to the Falcons yesterday.
I love comparing different sports for no reason. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to use myself in this one.
McCaffrey for everyone's benefit.
I think the thing right now, it's like a pitcher that has a ton of upside, a ton of talent.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
And on his best days, he's locked down.
Yeah, totally.
But he hasn't learned how to win yet when he doesn't have his A stuff.
Absolutely.
That's where the Falcons are right now. On a day where they wake up, everyone wakes up for whatever reason, it's just an off day, whatever. I don't even mean athletically. I mean, everyone in their lives just wakes up and maybe you miss a turn or you whatever it is. It's just an off day. When the Falcons wake up and have an off day, it's not there, and they can't get there. They're a pitcher who hasn't learned how to win yet without his A stuff.
The problem I have with that being applied to this team is I'm not surprised that a team that's quarterbacked by a guy who's made 8 starts and whose defense is almost half first and second year players, I'm not surprised that they're inconsistent in their performance. What's frustrating is when that's the case, the margins are so much more narrow that it would be great if you had a coach and a coaching staff that could make up that difference and keep you close enough to. And again, they were down three in the fourth quarter last night with the ball. Like, they were in position to win the football game.
That game was winnable,
and they did not do it. So, like, you know, this is not the same thing as some of these other games we've talked about. But that's what's frustrating to me, is you can't not have it on a Sunday when you're a head coach and there's only 17.
It's funny because I had
second year quarterbacks can be up and down.
I had a very similar discussion about Raheem Morris as he relates to other coaches. This was before yesterday, it was yesterday, but before the game. And they're like, boy, Raheem's just not a good coach and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I understand, but here's the thing. Sometimes the players have a bigger impact than you, and you put it on coaching and whatever. And the thing was, is there are games in which some players bail out their head coach.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think it gets magnified by Sean McVay never having a bad game. Kyle Shanahan never having a bad game.
Wow.
Well, right. As a kicker, play caller.
Sometimes.
Okay, but
mostly.
Even that, and we actually brought that up. Even that was a player not making a play to mask the decision of a head coach. Mm-hmm. I think you look at some of these coaches, the best coaches in the NFL, they make bad decisions, and sometimes the players cover it up. That's not happening either for the Falcons. That's not helping the situation either.
All right. I think that was an excellent conversation started by callers.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.